Real Life with Laura.
Kathy Lee Gifford, how are you, my friend?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Today, when you look at comedy, as it is.
I rarely do because of the state of comedy today.
Right. And what is it with comedy today? Why do I go to films and I don't usually laugh at things that are called comedies?
I think people are just lazy today to some great extent. And the fact that it's a lot harder to be funny by being clean.
Real Life with Laura. Share this episode with your friends. And don't forget to come back for a brand new episode next week on podcast1.com.
The following program is a podcast1.com production.
Welcome to Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. After decades of denial, after years of lying about it to the American people, the CIA has finally come clean about its toppling of the elected government in Iran 60 years ago, installing a military government headed by the Shah, and training and equipping his very brutal secret police. Now, if you could never understand why those people took to the streets burning American flags and shouting death to America, the reason you didn't understand is because our government, our elected servants, lied to us all along about what they'd been doing there. Now, for the first time since 1979, a U.S. president got on the phone and actually spoke with an Iranian president, which is something that Ron Paul has been urging for a very long time. We'll talk with him about it next.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
Have a website for your business? Great. But now what? With 95% of consumers now turning to the internet before making purchases, simply having a website is no longer enough if it's not being found in search results. But online marketing can be confusing, and simply put, it's hard to do it all and do it well. ESIOH.com, pronounced SEO, is making it easy and affordable for small businesses to be found when potential customers search Google, Bing, and Yahoo. ESIOH.com has made it their mission to provide online marketing that will help grow your business's online presence by getting your website in front of as many interested searchers as possible. Never outsourced, all of their work is done in their California office and is 100% compliant with Google Webmaster Guidelines, which means the methods they use to improve your online presence today will in no way penalize your website in the future. No contracts, commitments, or setup fees either. Simply $599 a month. 30-day, no questions asked, 100% money-back guarantee. Try them out for a month, and if it's not what you expect or you change your mind, they'll give you your money back. They are that sure they'll exceed your expectations. You will not find a company that works harder to increase your online presence. So go to ESIOH.com now and tell them you heard about them on the Ron Paul Podcast.
Thank you, Charles.
Dr. Paul, not all the warmongers, the John McCains and the Dick Cheneys, have been silenced yet, but their constant brain for war with Iran has been dialed back noticeably. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Boy, that's for sure. It's very encouraging. But as you might have noticed, last weekend I wrote my Texas Straight Talk about this subject, but there was a lot of caution in it, hope that it will work and propaganda won't come back and the neocons won't regain. So it was a statement that said that I am delighted with it. I used to mock the fact that we had like 10,000 diplomats and we didn't practice any diplomacy. So this is, I think, a real breakthrough. I hope it's real, but I'm still not quite convinced of it. But events have been changing. You know, the American people spoke out against the bombing in Syria, and that was very good. Now this opening to Iran is pretty exciting. But, the caution, I guess, was well justified because, right after the day after I wrote that, and we still have hope about talking with the Iranians, we had those two events in Africa, both in Libya and also in Somalia, our troops going in there. But, in your opening statement, you made the point that the problems have been going on since 1953, and they have, and most Americans have no idea about this. They say, a lot of people will say, well, it's Islam. Islam is a radical religion. They want to kill us, and that's what they teach. I don't happen to buy into that, but I happen to believe that all religions have radical strains in them, and they usually have to have a justification or an incentive or something that they can stir the people up and gather together a minority of a particular group that might rebel. And that's exactly what they had. They had a just cause by us running their government from 1953 on. And though there may be a natural tendency for this minority in all religions to become radical, I think when somebody imposes their will from the outside, it sure gives them the incentive, just as Osama bin Laden would say, you know, and others, they said this was a very good, a great incentive for joining al-Qaeda were our drones. So the incentive helps the radicals. And of course, they showed this in 1979. But let us be hopeful that Obama can make amends for all his mistakes in foreign policy and do some good. At least it's been a pause. You know, we were very, very close to bombing Syria. And this reminded me very much of the lead up to the Iraq War. But the longer the debate went on, the harsher the propaganda was on how evil Saddam Hussein was, and al-Qaeda was in there, and all the lies that they told, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and yet we found out they were all lies. And that might be a major influence on the American people waking up. They're tired of the wars, they're tired of the expense, they're tired of being lied to, and that's why... What is it? More than 3 out of 4 Americans are saying, at least talk to them. And yet this was absurd to be heard in the presidential debate. And I received a lot of grief over this. I mean, people would literally boo and hiss this suggestion that I would talk to the devil. Of course, what they need to do is put this in a proper perspective. What did our leaders do during the World War II? Not only did we talk to Stalin, we became an ally of Stalin. Instead of allowing the Soviets and the Nazis, kill each other, we had to align ourselves with the Soviets and then, of course, deliver to them Eastern Europe. The same way with the communist Chinese. When the Vietnam War was still going on, Nixon went and talked to the Chinese. And I thought that was a great benefit. To the point now where we're trading with China and we're not fighting with China. Of course, they have become more capitalistic and we have become less capitalistic. You'd think we could learn a lesson from them. But one of the real ironies, both of Syria and the opening of the doors to Iran, has to do with Russia. Russia, no longer the Soviet system. Actually, Putin is coming out looking pretty good on all this, and it's rather a mixed bag because all Americans have been conditioned for a long time to be very leery of Russians, and yet right now it would be more justified for us to become leery of our own leaders and our own foreign policy. So let's hope this is not destroyed by this. This acceleration by Obama with those events in Northern Africa. But in a way, I think maybe he was getting so much heat, and the Israeli lobby, the neocons who want more and more, maybe he felt like he had to throw them a bone. I don't know what, because there was nothing very urgent about us doing that. And it sounds to me like we don't know exactly what happened in Somalia. Maybe that's going to turn out, the results could turn out, might be something similar to what happened in Mogadishu with Black Hawk Down. So we don't have all that information. All I know is everything I hear and see, it just gives me more conviction that non-interventionism in foreign policy is the way to go. And there's nothing wrong with diplomacy, and people say, well, that's a sign of weakness. No, I think it's a sign of strength and confidence that we know what we're doing and that we don't have to be intimidated to say that the only way you can settle disputes is the use of force. And just because we have the force to use it doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean that the world condition is improved by us resorting to the use of force. So I'm still cautiously optimistic. Mainly because the people I talk to around the country are sick and tired of it. I just want to encourage the American people to stay involved, become educated, and put pressure on our politicians to keep us out of these unnecessary wars.
You're listening to Ron Paul, the Weekly Podcast. When we continue in a moment, I'd like to ask Dr. Paul about the media and the changing public debate. We'll do that in a moment.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? From now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the podcast1.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul Show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to podcast1.com, click on the Ron Paul page, click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Paul, you know that I was at least surprised that an establishment news organ like Newsweek had a lead story recently called The Phantom Menace, Iran's Nuclear Capabilities May Be Greatly Exaggerated, calling all of this warmongering nothing less than hysteria and reminding us that it's very similar to the threats that led us to war with Iraq. When did we get the breakthrough in the media?
Well, that is also a good sign. Ideas do have consequences. You know, the media never got together and challenged the status quo. The status quo created the media. And the media is like the politicians. They were created by an educational system that taught our moral responsibility to be the policeman of the world, our moral responsibility to have welfare for the whole world, and our moral responsibility to use our military force. So this is a consequence. Now, the conditions are different. We're a poorer nation. Things aren't going well. The people are tired of the wars. So the media now is starting to reflect that, though it may take a time to get all of them on our side. I think this is, a very good step in the right direction, because they're eventually, going to have to respond to what is factual. And I think the facts are on our side, that this makes no sense whatsoever to continue to provoke other nations and to impose our will on others.
Well, your leadership in this debate, in particular the debate about foreign interventionism, is seemingly reaping rewards on all kinds of fronts, from Syria to even Iran now, and we certainly thank you for it. Ron Paul, The Weekly Podcast. I'm Charles Goyette.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.